Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight is our NFL draft show featuring the Atlanta Falcons, obviously. 646-652-4479 is the number. This is the night before the NFL draft. Several months of scouting, decision-making, second-guessing all comes to a head tomorrow night, April 29, 2021. Will the Atlanta Falcons make the move to basically announce the beginning of the end of the Matt Ryan era? Justin Fields is poised to be at the number four pick. Will the Falcons take arguably the best athlete in the draft in Kyle Pitts? Or will the Falcons decide to trade the pick and move down in the draft? Acquire assets, fill in holes. Well, because of the last regime, the Falcons have been a little bit hamstrung between the salary cap, players that didn't work out, a whole bunch of other variables. But we're going to see what the new GM, Terry Fontenot, is going to do. Let's see if he can make a great first impression with the Falcons. We're going to talk about that and more. So if you're an Atlanta Falcons fan, this is a night to talk about your team if you wish. Again, the number 646-652-4479. I'm also in the Atlanta Bird Gang Facebook group doing a Facebook Live. So again, y'all can type your notes over here on the left-hand side, and I'll try to read as many as I can. Before we get started, of course, as usual, when we start a show, we try to give a shout-out to all the social media pages that myself and my co-host are participatory in. So I'll do that real quick if my computer will allow me to tonight. I'm having some technical difficulties. But shout out to, of course, Atlanta Bird Gang, which I'm on right now, Dirty Bird Nation, Falcons Nation. Salvage Dogs of UGA, and we are the G pages for football college. New Pack City, Atlanta Hawks Nation, and Hawks Nation for our NBA Atlanta Hawks, who got terribly beat today. Atlanta Braves fan group, Tomahawk Talk. We know the Braves won tonight. Atlanta FC fans, and of course the Atlanta Dream page. Shout out to everybody on there. Make sure you are following on Instagram and Facebook, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Make sure if you want to listen to past episodes, join iHeartRadio or Spotify or Spreaker or TuneIn or Radio.com. You can listen to Around the ATL on all of those platforms. Make sure you go and support the Originative brand on Instagram. Jamal makes the best apparel, Hawks, Braves, Falcons, anything, you name it, he got you. Make sure you let him know Around the ATL sent you. And, of course, finally, shout out to the Ocon twins who are still in Nigeria doing their thing. We're actually, myself and them, are working on a television pilot down there. Very exciting stuff. So that being said, let's go ahead and bring in our co-host for tonight. He is newly a writer for Dogcast.com. He's also a former writer of Sports Illustrated Bulldog Maven. He's also a contributor for ATL All Day via FanSided. His name is Jordan Jackson. Let's go ahead and bring him into the show. Jordan, what's going on, man?
Chris, what's up, sir?
Man, it's been an evening, that's for sure.
Yeah, it certainly has, but, you know, shout out to the Braves, as you said, they won, and you're starting to see signs of the bats come together. You know, I don't really want to talk about, you know, the Hawks game tonight unless someone, you know, wants to call in and talk about
that.
It.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I don't really want to talk about that, sir, because, I mean, we were just too shorthanded tonight. You know, we're a heck of a basketball team. We're the deepest team in the league. We've won a lot of games, missing a lot of players. But, you know, with the combination of players we were missing today against that team that we played today, it just was no shot. Shout out to all my Atlanta Sports Twitter people, Hawks Twitter, Falcons Twitter, Braves Twitter, you know, and all of all the teams, Atlanta Dream, Atlanta United. Been some great interaction all week, of course, to the Hawks and the Atlanta Falcons. draft, of course, which we're going to talk about extensively today. With that being said, sir, let's talk about it.
And if I can, here we go. Having some difficulties over here, but going to get them right, though.
Welcome to Atlanta, home of them dirty birds. Anybody hating, get kicked to the curb. Any other team is absurd. Wearing black, white, silver. Red is for the blood. No one's scared of getting dirty, cause we came from the mud and we hungrier than ever. He rides, she rides, we ride together. Birds of a flock, more like birds of a feather. No one here to party until we get the Lombardi.
All right, all right, all right. So, the Atlanta Falcons, we have pick number 4 in the first round, round 2. 35th overall pick, round 3, 68th pick, round 4, 108, round 5, 148, also round 5, 182, also round 5, 183, round 6, 187, and 219 in round 6, and unless something has changed since the last time I checked. This could, of course, change tonight. It could change tomorrow morning. You never know. But let's go ahead and get started with the elephant in the room, the first pick for the Atlanta Falcons. We are going to, you know, make a selection, and there's a lot of people who are on two sides of the fence. You know, again, as I mentioned in the intro, do we start the end of the Matt Ryan era, go ahead and get that quarterback, although they might sit a couple of years because of contracts and money and things of that nature? Do you get maybe who is the best athlete in the draft, which a lot of people say is Pitts? You know, or do you trade down and get more assets, figure out stuff with other people's contracts on the team, and fill in some of those blanks? So, you know, right now, if let's say if we were to go quarterback, if we were to do that, in my opinion, I would say if Fields is there, that is the person that you would get. You know, I wouldn't see doing something crazy and going up in the draft. You know, that would be a hard pill to swallow. But if Justin Fields was there and the or whoever's on the side of the fence one way or the other, I would say maybe go Fields, you know, because even if he did sit 2 years, he's young, you know, he's going to be able to learn, you know, in back of a Hall of Fame quarterback, right? And he might even get a little bit of time near the end of the year. You never know how things work out in the season or whatnot. Now, opinion-wise, on the other side of the fence, I'm probably leaning more, and after hearing Jordan talk about it the other day, I'm probably leaning towards getting Pitts. You know, with having that extra asset on the offensive side, and let's take everything out of consideration, blocking, running game, all that kind of good stuff. Yeah, and if we do still have Julio Jones, of course. yes, it would make it – we won't even get into that just yet. It would make it really, really, really difficult for people to match up against the Atlanta Falcons on a game-to-game basis if all of a sudden you're talking about Julio, Ridley, Pitts, Hurst. You know, you're talking about a lot of people where how you gonna stick all of them, you know? And if you choose to double-team somebody, you know somebody's open at that point. And all of these people are route runners. You know, and one thing Matt Ryan does do very, very well, if he has the blocking, is throwing routes. So I would say get Pitts. I think that does give us a tangible advantage in a season like we're probably going to see this year, plus the extra game. Don't forget that. But we're going to go through, like, all of our picks. I actually have our depth chart up. I actually have, you know, ratings for all the players as far as compilations and profiles and things of that nature. I know – Jordan has some, you know, things to talk about in detail, but per our needs, as far as what some of the, you know, the pundits are saying, edge rusher, secondary, offensive line, running back, you know, so those are some of the things that we're probably going to be looking at as well. But that fourth pick is very high. When will we ever get a fourth pick again? That is a good question. You know, it could be a while. And so when you're talking about talent, that's the only reason I would say maybe go ahead and do it now as far as a quarterback, because Matt Ryan will not be the quarterback forever, obviously. but he still has some good years left in him. So, you know, let's take advantage of that. If we can retool the team, just a tweak here and there, better management, you never know. So, Jordan, what are your first thoughts as I get ready to hop into some of these details on players?
Well, sir, I agree with a lot of what you just said there in regards to Kyle Pitts, especially. Anyone who listened to the show, the last show that we did, you know, certainly knows how I feel about that. I just think that, man, you know, even though tight end may not be your biggest need, there certainly is a place for him to be on the field and Hurst to be on the field. In particular, being that Coach Arthur Smith is a guy who loves the two tight end set. And so with that being said, you know, sometimes they're just, you know, a freak. There are just freaks of nature that come along. They're just athletes that are just almost impossible to match up with. And we happen to have one of those guys right now in Julio Jones. And, you know, when our previous GM, you know, who didn't do a lot of right, but in that situation, he identified his guy and knew that Julio would be an explosive guy, you know, that would add something to the Atlanta Falcons. And so I think when you have a chance, you know, you have Julio's time also coming, you know, shorter. You know, we'll talk about that more in depth later. I certainly don't think that you pass on a guy that has a chance to be, you know, that type of, you know, matchup problem. And in particular, like I mentioned in the last show, Coach Smith, you know, throughout his tenure calling plays in Tennessee, had the third most production from the tight end position in the NFL. The only two teams that had better production were the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers, who just happened to have Travis Kelce and George Kittle. So, you know, I say we hired this guy to be an offensive guru. He's a tight end guru. Why not give him the weapon that he needs to be successful and go ahead and take Kyle Pitts? When it comes to the quarterback, I like you. I love Justin Fields. I believe in his pedigree. Like I said before, he was the number two player in the entire nation coming out of high school, right behind Trevor Lawrence. And so I don't understand why he's not the consensus number two quarterback in this draft. And I'm still not, you know, I still believe that San Francisco is going to take him. I wouldn't be shocked if the Jets, you know, pulled the smokescreen on everybody the whole time and take him number two, to be honest with you. Even though that would shock a lot of people, but it wouldn't surprise me because I think he's that good. But with that being said, it's just not ideal, Chris, to take a quarterback right now. He would have to sit for 2 years or, you know, as John mentioned last show, John Harris, shout out to John Harris, friend of the show, you know, we could move on from Matt Ryan next year and the cap hit me 20-something million, you know, next year and the year after, if I'm not mistaken. It may be divided up a little bit different than that instead of half and half. But I just can't fathom, you know, having $20 million taken off of our cap while we watch Matt Ryan still play well somewhere else. And then, you know, like I mentioned, by having Ryan's contract on the books 2 years, you know, you limit being able to sign free agents and build around Fields. That's what a lot of these teams are doing when they have these quarterbacks on the rookie contracts. They're going crazy in free agency. By that quarterback's second year, you're seeing them sign all types of free agents and supporting cast because they're going for it while their quarterback is cheap. Now, if we have Ryan on the books 2 years, we wouldn't be able to do that. And if we got rid of Ryan and we take a big cap hit, then we still wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah.
So I just don't think it makes sense to go quarterback this year just from the financial aspect of it. I see no reason why Kyle Pitts is not going to be there. The first three picks will be quarterbacks. I would go with Kyle Pitts for the reasons I just named.
Well, let me throw this at you then, and the number again, folks, 646-652-4479. I'm in the Atlanta Bird Game Facebook group live right now, waiting on somebody to call in to see if they want to talk to the Falcons. All right, so quarterback. Let's say if we don't take a quarterback, okay, we have the – let me actually do this real quick. Here's our depth right now at quarterback. For some reason, Matt Schaub is still on there as number two, okay? All right. Now, offensive line currently, Jake Matthews, Willie Wright, Matt Hennessy, Chris Lindstrom, Caleb McGarry. Behind them, Matt Gano, Josh Andrews, Willie Beavers, and that's it, okay, as far as the offensive line. You know, not too much depth there at the offensive line position. Running back, of course, you got Mike Davis, you got Quadre Allison still there. And at wide receiver on the depth chart, they got Cordell Patterson as the third behind Chris and then behind Julio, of course. You got Zacchaeus still here, got Russell Gage still here. So at quarterback, now we know that there's a lot of quarterbacks that have been drafted number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and have been trashed. We know that there's been quarterbacks who've been drafted number 240-something and have 6 Super Bowls. With that 35 pick, is there someone reasonable that's not the right word. Can we find a diamond in the rough as an heir apparent to Matt Ryan, possibly with the 35th pick in the second round? And I see some of these quarterbacks, you know, a Kellen Mond, for instance, would he be someone to take a look at? If Kyle Trask is not in the first round, would he be somebody to take a look at? Are there any quarterbacks that you can think of that possibly could be taken at that 35th pick that could do the sit down of 2 years and then learn behind Matt Ryan and then go from there?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm showing Kyle Pitts a lot of love because he's a Florida and he's a Florida Gator. You know how much I hate the Gators, but he's just that good of a player. You know, everything from the measurables to the route running, he's just got it all. But, you know, you're doing a little bit too much asking me about Kyle Trask, Chris, because
he's
not going to give you a
win. Hey, I'm not doing a job, man.
No, with that being said, though, all jokes aside, I do like Kellen Mond. Out of Texas A&M, he's one of the names on my list. I just think that 35 still, you know, you may not want to do it at 35 if you don't do it at 4, in my opinion. Guys, I'm looking at that you could probably get it in either 3rd, 4th, or maybe even 5th round, and the main 2 guys I have, and, you know, you may have upset some Georgia fans, but Jamie Newman, the 6'4", 230-pound quarterback, played at Wake Forest, was supposed to start for Georgia last year, but he opted out due to COVID. He's a guy who should be there in the 4th or 5th round. Keep in mind, everyone, Dak Prescott, the starting quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, who just got paid, was a 4th-round draft pick. So you can find starters, you know, later on like that. The other guy I like is Davis Mills, 6'4", 214-pound quarterback out of Stanford. Only really started 1 year, doesn't have a whole bunch of experience, but has some talent, and so he's a guy who I think that could be developed, you know, into a starting quarterback possibly. And another guy, the final guy on that list, is Sam Ellinger out of Texas, the 6'3", 230-pound quarterback. Has some good mobility for a guy his size as well. I think those three guys, you know, would be who I would target more in the, you know, 4th, 5th round range. Maybe 3rd, if you really like a guy, you think somebody else might snatch him up. And what I would like to see, Chris, is for Grady Jarrett to sign his extension, which would give the Atlanta Falcons some cap space. And then when that happens, that would allow the Falcons to take one of those three guys, hopefully Newman or Mills, and then turn around and sign a veteran as well. And then, you know, say if it's Jamie Newman would compete with that veteran for the backup quarterback spot next year. If he doesn't win it, then he's the 3rd quarterback and he's developing. You know what I mean? And who knows? Who knows what he can turn into? I really don't want to go 35 because I'm real at quarterback because I'm looking to get 2 starters that can play this year for this team in the first 2, even first 3 rounds if you can. There, Chris?
You are listening to Around the ATL with Chris and Jordan. We'll be right back with more Atlanta Sports Talk.
All I hear is silence. Not sure if you can hear me, Chris.